Lars Larson. You can hear the Lars Larson Show here weeknights on 1320 WILS from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Lars is on the other end of our line. How are you?
Good morning.
How is it in the Great Northwest?
Yeah, we finally got some hot weather, the first 90-degree days of the summer, so I know we're in a little different position than you've been this summer.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice here. We can't complain. I want to get your take on several things. First of all, for folks who really haven't listened to the show, tell them what the Lars Larson Show is all about.
It's all about everything that's in the news, because I've been a newsman now for about a third of a century, and I've been covering stories my whole life. So we talk about everything that's going on, whether it's the president or local things going on in your neck of the woods.
All right.
And what we do is we make sure that we take phone calls from people and we put the best experts on to describe what's going on in the world.
All right. Tell them what your point of view is. Is it Republican, Democrat, Libertarian? Where do you come from?
I'm a conservative, and unfortunately, an awful lot of Republican office holders have not been nearly conservative enough. What they do is they get into office as a Republican, and then they vote for higher taxes. They vote for more government regulation. I would like to have as little government intrusion into people's lives as possible. And in fact, I think that's the kind of thing you're hearing from Governor Rick Perry of Texas. He says if he gets to Washington, D.C. as president, he's going to make sure that the government stays out of your life as much as possible. We all know we need a little bit of government. But unfortunately, like a lot of things, a little bit of something is great. A whole lot of something can actually end up being bad for you.
Lars, as you know, the Tea Party has been taking a lot of hits from the Democratic Party, especially the presidents, senators, as well as Congress folks. What I find interesting is the Tea Party is defined. They don't really have a central leader, if you will. They're an entity.
Right.
They're a movement. But boy, are they taking shots.
Well, they're taking shots, but it's because they've been effective. The thing is, you don't criticize things that are not effective. You just ignore them. But the fact is that an awful lot of Democrats and an awful lot of people who like the status quo, where the government just borrows us into more debt than you or me or our kids or grandkids could ever pay off, when the Tea Party has been effective, it's managed to talk other office holders into voting differently than they would have otherwise. That is, they go for the smaller government, lower taxes, less intrusion, the conservative values that really ought to be at the heart of America. And when they're effective doing that, as they were recently with the debt and deficit vote by the federal government, that makes some people mad. You know, Barack Obama started this year asking to borrow an additional $2 trillion, make no cuts, and actually make the deficit $29 billion bigger this year and $86 billion bigger next year. That's the amount of borrowing we're doing just to meet the government's needs. The Tea Party folks said, no, we're not going that direction. In a lot of ways, they've acted like the rudder on a ship. They aren't the ship, and they aren't asking necessarily to be elected to office. They're just average Americans who say, would you please start going a different direction? And they've watched too many of their so-called conservatives go off to Washington, D.C., and then vote like liberals. And they've managed to turn the direction of the ship of state of the United States of America, and it's worked, and that makes people angry. So they come out and they try to say all kinds of nasty things about the Tea Party, saying they're racist, or saying that they're not out for the best interests of America. Take a look at some of the pictures of the next Tea Party gathering that you see. Average Americans of every color, every shape, every size, every age, who just want their government to get out of their lives as much as possible.
Lars, it looks like many Tea Partiers are very frustrated by the Republicans because they didn't hold the line when it came to being fiscally conservative.
Well, they didn't entirely, but I think they got a good compromise, a good starting place for now. Because, as I said, the president wanted to borrow $2 trillion and make no cuts. The Tea Party would have liked to have seen $4 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years, which is about $400 billion a year. That still wouldn't have brought us to a balanced budget. Where do they end up? About in the middle. We have $2.4 trillion in promised cuts, and we'll see if those actually take place, because promises can be broken in Washington. And then they have no higher taxes, which was a great goal, because the president wanted a trillion dollars in additional taxes. So the compromise they got was not bad. They got it somewhere in the middle. and then we're going to have to go forward. This debt commission, this super committee is going to have to meet before Thanksgiving and come up with another $1.4 trillion in cuts. If we keep going at that rate, we will have a balanced budget in 7 or 8 years. It's not that hard. But everybody out there who's ever spent themselves into a little bit of debt on their credit card to where it kind of scared them can appreciate what the government has done. You keep running up more and more debts, and you find out how easy it is to borrow and how hard it is to say no to people. And when you finally turn it around and say, I'm not going to use my Visa card, I'm going to live on the cash that I make or less, and I'm going to pay my debts down, those people, you know, your listeners, know how hard it is to do that. But they know that once you exercise that discipline, that you can actually get your financial house in order. That's what the federal government has to do. And frankly, a lot of state and local governments have to do it too, Tony,
Lars,
even in your area.
What's your take on the president's stance toward illegal aliens?
The president has just violated the law and violated the Constitution. Last week, people may or may not have heard us talking about this on the show. The president announced that a lot of illegal aliens who'd come into contact with law enforcement, they'd been arrested for big crimes and small, that only the ones that were accused of big crimes, murder, rape, robbery, were going to be deported, potentially deported from the United States. He had declared that the minor crimes, and that might include drunk driving. Well, my mom was killed by a drunk driver. I don't consider it a minor crime, but those people would not be deported. The fact is, even if you come into America legally, the law says if you come here legally intending someday to become a citizen and you commit a crime while you're here, as our guest, if you've entered legally, you get kicked out of the country. These are people who've come into our country illegally. They broke the law by coming in. They broke the law by working, because it's against the law to work here unless you have a green card. Yeah, they broke the law by stealing somebody else's Social Security number, in many cases by having fraudulent ID that they stole from somebody else and hurt them. I mean, 100 different little crimes. That those people are going to be granted the right to stay in this country, because the president signed an executive order. He couldn't get Congress to do it and do it legally, so he's breaking the law and just simply acting like a king, saying, whatever I say goes. Now, the laws are on the books right now, and this president has said, I will let these people violate the law because he needs the votes of their family members come 2012. That's something everybody in America, Republican or Democrat, should be angry about.
What's your take on what's happening in Libya?
I think it's fantastic that I just got up, as you know, and about a half an hour ago, so I haven't had a chance to turn on the news yet. But as I went to bed last night and saw that Gaddafi gone, the rebels, but it will be the rebels taking over. But it should be interesting to see what it turns out to be. If it's the Muslim Brotherhood, that's not necessarily a good thing. We need to see that Libya goes from being a somewhat lawless country to one that obeys the law and lives with its neighbors and with us in a way that we can trust. You remember, it wasn't all that long ago that he gave up a weapons of mass destruction program that America didn't even know about. This has been a dangerous country before. We need to make sure that they get back in line.
Lars, I got about 30 seconds left. Should the rich be taxed more than the non-rich?
The rich pay more than their fair share right now. The top 10% pay 65% of the bill. If people think the rich aren't paying enough and they're paying two-thirds of the entire bill, then I don't know what the number is. 51% of Americans pay zero. Let's make them pay something first.
The Lars Larson nationally syndicated radio show, weeknights. You can hear it here on 1320 WILS from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Thanks so much, Lars.
My pleasure, Tony.